episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast? That's the question we ask 3 times a week.
We do, constantly. And we never falter from having content with this. No. And our kids also now ask the question, when are we ever going to stop talking about them on this podcast? And this has been going for years. And the answer is, my friends, never, because you don't stop giving us bloody content, like just so much content.
Yeah, and there's, if you fancy a laugh, we've always got stuff up on the Am I a Bad Mum Instagram page as well.
Yeah, don't follow Facebook because Katie always tries her best but doesn't show up for it.
I don't know how to use it.
Am I a bad mum for trying to talk through having lots of boyfriends when I was young?
What? It's funny that you say that because I've just literally got to the stage where Amelia is starting to talk about hot boys. Like, oh, mum, he's so hot. And she'll show me photo. Oh, mum, like, look at this guy. He's a nice show. Do you think he's hot? Which one do you reckon's hotter?
It has started. How many times have you found yourself referring to when I was younger? To your kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've said to Gracie a little bit, probably over the last more, maybe 4 to 5 months. And obviously then I have Elsie around all the time. So Elsie's continually privileged to a lot more than what Gracie was at 7.
Yeah.
Because of Gracie kind of thing. And I've just found myself going, oh, like, if you just talk to me about it, I could probably help you with these things because I was young once too. And I was like, far out. It wasn't that long ago, was it? Was it that long ago? But she looks at you like, you're so old, mum. You don't have a clue what is going on in my world.
Yeah.
Snooze. I was once 9 as well. Let me tell you about my experiences. And then you can, you know, put it together and still go off and, you know, trial and error what happens in your world. I'm not telling you you have to do things like me. I'm just saying between the two of us, we can work through this shit.
It's so funny that they just assume that we have no idea.
You got no idea. Like,
we were talking about something the other day. In fact, I was having a conversation with the girls about alcohol because they're very interested in alcohol all of a sudden. Like, they don't want to try it yet, but their friends are talking about it and someone had alcohol at a party and all the rest of it.
Ooh.
And so they're talking about it. And then it came up in conversation. Something led on to something else. And I was like, yeah, I used to actually go out quite a lot. And they were like, really? I said, yeah. Like, I bought an apartment and I was living in the city and, you know, I would sometimes be in my pajamas and then someone would knock on the door at 10 o'clock and go, let's go out. And I'd go, okay, give me 10 minutes and I'll get changed. And they were like looking at me like I was an alien. Like, what?
Yeah.
You used to then go out at that time of night? And I was like, yes. And then I was like, I think that I know a lot more than you think I know about being young.
See? And they just expect that you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Or you didn't do it or you've got – I think it just genuinely comes back to you were never young once before, mum, so you don't know. And things were so different when it, you were not 70.
I think they think that we were always like we are now.
Yes. Yeah. And I can, I get that part. Now that I think about it with my mum, I think it probably treated her the same. But I never spoke openly like I speak openly with my girls. I never spoke openly, you know, as much, especially when it comes to the topic that majority of this has been around, which has been boys.
Yeah.
Gracie's got a boyfriend. I said, well, he's a boy and he's your friend, but, you know,
Does she actually call him her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like, and have they spoken about that as in their boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
And she came home when this was first happening and said, oh, mum, something happened over the weekend. And now I love that she came home and talked to me about it because that's what I really, really want. And I said, oh, cool, what happened? You know, we chatted through it. She said, such and such asked me to be his girlfriend. And I went, oh, like, you know, that little part of you that goes, oh, really? Because you're only little. In my eyes, you're so little, but, you know, she's in grade 4. So I did the whole, okay, all right, wow, that's big. And exciting. And, you know, what does it mean? Like, we went through all of it. What does that mean for the two of you? Like, what does boyfriend and girlfriend mean? And blah, blah, blah.
What did she say?
And she went into it and she was like, oh, well, you know, that we're boyfriend and girlfriend and that he kind of likes me. And I said, well, do you like him? And she said, oh, I think I do. And I was like, okay, great. And then she was going into that stuff. And I said, okay, well, when he asked you the question, did he ask you to your face? And she said, yes. She said it was just at lunchtime and we were just the two of us kind of thing. And he just asked me. And so I admired that part because that's a lot for grade four.
It's not like he said to her friend, go tell Gracie, ask her if she wants to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. So he's done that. And not only has he done that, I said to her, what did you say in response to him? She said, oh, well, I just kind of looked at him and said, oh, can I let you know? Can I let you know? Because I've got to go home and ask my mum and dad.
Oh, that's cute.
And I thought, oh, man, this is so cute. But we've come up with little obstacles of other people trying to, like, you know, tear their little parade down.
Romance apart.
Yeah, and we've come up against a few of those. And it's only been very fresh and very recent. And I had to, you know, have that discussion about some people do things not thinking of other people's feelings. And, you know, we can't make the story up because we don't know what the story is or why the other, you know, little girl didn't said what she said.
Oh, the little girl's jealous. Is she gone with a real, is he like a bit of a stud, this boy?
He's cute. Yeah, he's cute.
Is he like a bit of a ladies' man? They're all.
And he's well mannered and he's really kind. Because I made sure that I was very aware and he is very aware that I'm very aware but didn't say anything, you know.
Testing him, making
sure he's very aware that I'm very aware. We don't need to speak about it, you know.
Making sure he's up to scratch, making sure he's husband material.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, you don't even. Anyway, so I let that go. We've had the discussion and I had to come around and go, Katie, no word of a lie. Just like you basically were trying to tell your kids in a roundabout way that you were loose when you were younger, but you didn't say that you were loose when you were younger. And I was trying to say to them, look, when I was nine, what would happen is if I didn't like the boy, I would just get rid of him. And then I thought, Rachel, listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then Elsie goes, oh, well, how many boyfriends did you have when you were when you were nine? I was like, well, if I didn't like them, I'd get rid of them. And then if they didn't talk, like your dad didn't talk, I was like in grade eight, so I got rid of him after a week. And then it just kept going. The more that I was listening to myself, I was like, you fucking righteous. What are you teaching your children right now?
Don't just get rid of them. You have to be lovely. Yeah. You have to sit them down, talk to them about their good points and what's not working.
No, see, I wasn't teaching them that. I was just
not
saying,
you,
like,
it's me.
You're better than that, so you just could cut your losses. You deserve better than that. Move forward in life. Only move forward. Don't move sideways. Only go forward. And both of them were listening. Like I said to you, Elsie is so privileged to conversations that Gracie was not at seven because she's got an older sister. But it came to a point, Katie, because of what had happened. I went into the school and did drop off, which I do every morning anyway. But Gracie doesn't like me walking down past the classroom. But Elsie and I like to walk past Gracie's classroom because we know that Gracie gets all like, don't do it. So we walk down there. So we did this. And it's only obviously very recent because of what's happened. And so I walked up and I said, oh, bye, Grace. You know, I gave her a hug and a kiss. And I could see her teacher was inside. And as I walk up, there's one or two kids at the bag rack where Gracie is just putting her bag up, and it happened to be
the boyfriend. Yeah.
And another one who's basically just a plain outright shit stirrer, and he's chimed in and gone, oh, Gracie, did you know, he's talking about the boyfriend, like someone else. And I looked at the boyfriend.
Yeah. Do you?
And I went, oh, did that come out of your mouth or did it come out of your mate's mouth? Like, I was like, Rachel, this is not your battle. And then the boyfriend pipes up and goes, I never said that. And I genuinely could see the look on his face was like, fuck. Like, I didn't say that kind of thing. It's the mate that's the shit stirrer. So I looked at the shit stirrer and was like, oi, mate, do you know what you need to focus on? You need to focus on school. I just, what? Rachel, what? And then Gracie's standing there, Mum. And I was like, you need to focus on school. Stop stirring the pot over everything.
Yeah.
I'm also watching and very aware that the teacher's listening to a conversation to these grade fourers. I was like, Rachel, walk
away. Did you then look at the boyfriend and go, and you let this be a lesson to you? If this wasn't out of your mouth, that's fine this time, but you better make sure it never comes out of your mouth. I don't want to hear anything about that, because if I do, I will be coming down here.
Sadie, that's pretty much how it went. Yeah. It's pretty much, I looked at him and I was like, and if it's true, you be brave enough to talk directly to her and you tell her that. I said, because she'll just move forward. She'll just move forward. She doesn't need any of you.
Doesn't need you. And I will be down on you. Oh. I don't care if you're nine.
Just do not hurt my little girl. And you, your little shit-staring friend, mate, you're not going to go far in life. I was like, anyway, on that note, bye, guys. Have a great day. And then I said goodbye to the teacher. Bye. Yeah. See, psychopath. Who let her in the school? We walked off because we had to go to Elsie's class after that. Elsie goes, yeah, good on you, Mum. That was so good. And I was like,
see you, losers.
I don't know what I'm teaching them, but it wasn't good.